blessings there. The Christian life is amazing and full of challenges for everyday Christians. But what about the newbies in this wonderful journey? Well, you are not alone. Welcome to Live Better with God, where you will hear experiences and tips to improve life as a son of God.
Welcome to Live Better with God. My name is Mary. Today is a new day. God bless you. If you're hearing this, the episode of today will be called Don't Give Up, God is with Us. And we're going to be using the Word of God, which is in 2 Corinthians 10:5, which says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." And this is more for me as what it speaks to me is that we need to put everything of our mind should be directed to be synchronized with what God wants us to do. And He tells us what to do and how to do it every time. So putting all this nonsense that comes to our mind, because we're still humans, we still have doubts, we still have to deal with different thoughts around us. Don't let those comments or those arguments surround your mind and your soul, because what God has in storage for us is something important, and obviously is because we are their kids, we are His kids, right? So in this word of God, what He talks to me is the fact that we're gonna have a lot of different battles. Most of them will be in our heads, because all our tensions, all everything that we do every day, we should be doing it with the presence of God. We should be allowing God enter our lives every day by saying thank you every morning, or by praying every morning, or by just putting all of our actions and our own minds in the mind that God is with us. And obviously following those actions that says that we are His kids. So it's very important that we do that, because we're gonna have a lot of tensions, we're gonna be surrounded by a lot of thoughts that are not great. So my thought to you, or my advice to you, is that those things won't cease any time soon. Because when you're doing something good, or you're doing great things because God is guiding you, is the more it will be the, I think most of the time it will be the times where we're gonna have so many I will say so many different thoughts. It would be thoughts, but actually our minds of building ourselves with a lot of doubts. Because the thing is that we think we're not good enough, or we cannot do many things. But why those things comes to your mind when we're doing the things and doing it okay? You're gonna be frustrated for every simple thing, every single simple task that obviously we don't do it first in the first try, the things that we have to. Well, we are here to learn, right? So if we don't do it good the first time, there's always a next time in that matter, right? We have to keep going and keep improving. So improvement doesn't come if we don't fail sometimes. But failing is not the same us not being good enough. It means that maybe we don't do great, we don't actually know everything. That's a fact. So we're learning. So by having these failures or these different obstacles, we're gonna be able to manage to go through it, through them, right? And we're gonna help others that maybe are in that situation. So what I'm saying, and summarize all this, is that sometimes doubt is gonna come by, gonna be knocking to your head, saying that you're not good, saying that everything that happens to you is your fault. But you know what? You have to put your eyes and your heart close to God. Your mind should be close to His words. Your heart should be close to your prayers. Your heart and everything that you do should be worshiping God. Okay? Should be worship Him in every of our actions. And I know it sounds easy to say, of course, but we have to try. That try help us to be able to improve. And by improving, we're gonna be able to find a better way to keep doing all these things. But you have to have your mind and soul synchronized with the thought that you want to be better for God. You want to do better, and you want to keep hearing the voice of God guiding you. So if you want all these things by praying, reading the Bible, and keeping your actions the best way you can, then you will have many thoughts and many things that are gonna come around to tell you cannot do it. Because that's what the enemy wants you to believe, that you cannot do it. But you know what? When you're doing something great, a lot of the enemy will know that you can do it. And that's why he comes by to tell you you can't. Because he's sure that you will do it, and you will do it better than what you think you can. So don't let all these things ruin you. Ruin what God has in store with you, for you. I'm sorry, that God has in store for you. So be patient and wait on God. So that's the reflection I have for today. Don't give up. God is with us. He doesn't abandon us. He is in every step if you allow Him to be. And I'm not saying that every step could be easy than the other. I'm saying that with His help, we can accomplish all this. Okay? So thank you very much. I will see you, the next episode. Remember that we do a Friday in English version and another Friday in Spanish version. So thank you very much for listening to us. You can follow our link, which is link3/livebetterwithgod. There you can find our social media, Instagram, Facebook, so you can stay in touch with everything we're doing. So thank you very much for being here. God bless you. Have an amazing weekend.
We have concluded our episode today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next Friday. Blessings to you and your family.